All right, good evening, everybody. Looks like today's post-race availability with Martin Truex Jr. Let me get him spotlighted. Can you hear me, Martin?
Yeah, you got me?
I do. Give me one second here.
Okay.
All right, we are all set. Well, good to see you again. It kind of seems like
likewise.
Michigan is a trend for you. Can you walk us through today's race? Any different than yesterday?
Yeah, you know, quite a bit different. I think, you know, when we talked yesterday after running third and feeling like our car was really strong all day, we went and messed it up. So, you know, we tried a few things to try to get better, and, you know, clearly was worse. And at the start of the race, you know, we were pretty far off. So had to, you know, much like yesterday, just had to really battle all day long. And, you know, towards, you know, the first two stages, we were pretty far off, and then just kept making adjustments. And James and the guys, you know, did a good job of doing that. So was able to work our way up through there on restarts and, you know, ultimately have a shot there. And then, you know, running second with, you know, I don't know, after the last restart, 10 to go or so, I started getting really tight. So just really chased the balance of the car all day long and never could get it where we needed it.
Awesome. Well, we're going to open up the floor to the media for questions for Martin. As a reminder, if you have a question, click the participants tab and raise your hand, or you can shoot me a chat and I will get to you. So let's kick it off with Jeff Gluck. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, Martin, fourth straight third place finish for you. Where do you feel like you stack up with the final four type picture right now? I mean, do you feel like you guys have a shot at things, or you need something else?
No, I think we have a shot for sure. I think, you know, we're right there. I feel like, you know, today and yesterday both, as you know, all the stuff we had to overcome and, you know, to be able to get back up front, you know, shows that we have a strong team and we're doing the right things. It's just, you know, it's tough. So, you know, we definitely need a little more speed on a few certain tracks, but, you know, the mile and a half, I feel like we've been probably the strongest car, you know, Texas, you know, Kentucky for sure. I thought we had the car to beat. You know, Kansas was right there as well. So, you know, I think we're right there. You know, the final four, you know, it's not even worth talking about until you make it there. You know what I mean? So, you know, we've dominated seasons in the past and lost the championship in the final race as well. And it's not as you know, as easy as just being the best team and you know, approaching the playoffs with the most momentum. So there's a lot to be said about playoff points, and we definitely don't have near as many as we'd like to have and we're used to having. And, you know, our goal for the next couple of races is obviously going to try to get some more of those.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Martin from Zach Sterniolo. Go ahead, Zach.
Martin, congrats on the run today. 2-3-4 finish for JGR today. Obviously, Jenny's had a fantastic season. You've been consistent these last couple of weeks. How significant of a weekend is this for the team overall, though, when you have Kyle running well here this weekend? And does anything transfer from Michigan moving forward?
You know, I'm going to say probably not, just because, you know, I feel like this track is really, really unique. But, you know, the one takeaway really is that, you know, we have strong race teams and we have strong race cars. And, you know, we're all pretty well-rounded as far as, you know, being able to run good everywhere. So, yeah, I think momentum is important. And, you know, for us, you know, to be consistently running in the top three is again, what it's all about. So, you know, our plan is to try to do what we did last year and put three or four of us in the final four and see if we can go race for it.
Was there a difference with the traction compound today? Had it worn out a lot more today, and did that affect lane choices at all during a green flag run?
You know, I felt like it maybe had a little bit less grip than yesterday, and I know they tried to, you know, reapply last night and do some more work to it, but or I think they did at least. I know that they took some measurements and, you know, checked the grip level and it was down from yesterday. And I kind of felt like it was that was the case as well. But, you know, I felt like the track in general was maybe a little bit slicker today with, you know, with the ARCA race and then just being a little bit hotter today.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. And we're going to take our last question for Martin from Aaron Bearden. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, Martin. Congrats on another good run. You've been one of the top road course drivers, I would say, in recent years. But we're going to something entirely different this time with Daytona. Do you feel like your road course prowess will transition there? And do you have any idea what to expect from it?
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm not really sure. I've only been on that track once, and you know, it was back in, I think, 04 when I ran the IROC series. We raced there, and you know, I didn't do very good. I wasn't very good at it then. So obviously those cars are quite a bit different than what we have, but yeah, we'll see. We've got a lot of work this week to prepare, try to figure it out. I know iRacing has the track, so get on there, get familiarized, and hopefully, you know, be able to learn a little bit from that, and then just you know, hopefully the team's preparing I know they'll prepare a great car, and hopefully we can just, you know, have a car that's drives the way I need it to, and that's really the key. So I enjoy road courses. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be wild for sure. A lot of question marks, but it should be fun as well. Hopefully we can do well.
And one last one for me. You know, the last few years you've had 4 or 5 wins by the time we get to the playoffs. We're getting towards it now. We've got, I think, 4 races left. You've got the win. You're locked in. But is it a different feeling going towards it this year without that playoff point advantage, knowing it might be a little harder to get through them?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot less comfortable, especially in the, you know, as you get through the rounds without having those points to fall back on. You know, so, you know, again, we'll just, we'll have to wait and see. You know, I mean, you know, 2015, we only won one race all season, and we found our way to the Final Four, you know, by just being consistent. So, you know, what I like about what we've done lately has been consistent. We've had cars capable of winning, you know, 4, 5, 6 races this year, and you know, things just hadn't worked out for us, and you know, we've made some small mistakes here and there as well. So just try to clean that stuff up and continue to find little things to make us more competitive. But you know, again, I feel like we're strong. I feel like we're right there, and you know, this sport's tough, you know, and there's a lot of good competition out there, so we got to get better, and we're working hard to do it.
Thanks for your time.
All right, you're welcome. We actually have one more question for you from George Polly. Go ahead, George.
Martin, you've had years like Kevin is having right now where you're running up front all the time and winning races. Tell us what that's like. What's he feeling right now?
He's very happy, I can tell you that. I mean, it's just, you know, all of us, you know, growing up, working, racing towards, you know, the goal of doing just that, you know, being one of the guys that's winning races, winning championships. You know, he's the envy of the garage right now because of, you know, having the most wins. That's really the reality of it. So, you know, generally after most races, there's only one guy happy. And I would say on most weeks, he's probably the happiest out of the whole bunch right now because he's won the most races. So it's a hell of a feeling. I mean, it's hard to explain. It's hard to keep doing it. It's hard to back it up, obviously, but you know, they've done a great job this year. They have a great team as well, and hopefully we can close the gap here shortly.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Martin, now I'm going to let you go. Congratulations on the finish. Thanks for joining us again, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds good. See you guys.
Thanks. All right, into the media. We're going to be joined actually by Mark Rushbrook here with Ford Motor Company. Give me 1 minute to...